Wednesday, January 13th, was a desk day, a rather quiet day, working on the mail with Ashton, a long session with Liz, Ray plans for the year 1965, and immediate plans for the inauguration. In spite of all that we've done to make it smooth, I just know we will have forgotten somebody close and dear, and will wake up with a guilt complex on Thursday morning. Jean Kentner came by for a drink at 6 o'clock. A young married daughter, just out of one of the top schools, Smith or Vassar, after debut, wonderful wedding, had left for Nigeria with her husband, both in the Peace Corps. What a generation of young folks. Earlier last summer, her son had gone to Mississippi as one of their volunteers to register Negroes to vote. Harlem was closer. Jean was bright, smart, one of the durably attractive women I know. After she left, someone mentioned to me, and I had heard it earlier, and one of the things that I don't like about me is this lessening of efficiency. But it was Ashton's birthday. Lennon was standing by. He heard it too. In 1 second, he'd gone to his closet full of gifts, had gathered up pell-mell 5 or 6 items from our travels, maybe a book, maybe a medallion, maybe an ashtray. Anyhow, a sweet assemblage of things, gone up, given Ashton a kiss, marched out of the room. The whole thing didn't consume more than 5 minutes, and I know it must have left a lasting impression. Swift, generous deeds are typical of him, just as are swift, sometimes cutting words. This afternoon, he didn't get a nap. At the alleged nap time, he went in, but the phone kept on ringing, and I saw the light on, and after a while, I too went in. He was bogged down in problems. He said, "I'm too old for this job. 4 of our planes have been shot down." He lives in constant concern that somebody, somewhere in his periphery, will be mixed up, fairly or unfairly, in some shady business. I'm probably the only living person who would attest, believe, swear that he never wanted to be president. But now that he's in it, he wants history to record a record of a hard-working president, a people-loving president, and a president who believes that man can solve his problems. And I think the fear that haunts him is a sort of a Harding complex. In more than 30 years, we've known so many folks, we've had so many good friends. Somebody, somewhere, is going to do something wrong, or something that can be made to appear wrong. And their closeness to us will suddenly bloom and grow, in the press at least, and in the mind of the public, and maybe at last on history's page. And that is one more of the phantoms, or realities, that Lyndon is fighting. I went down to the pool all alone, had 24 laps, and then back for a nice little talk with Linda and with Lucy. Both of them are taking their finals, both working like beavers. Lucy, 1 minute distraught because is going to flunk organic chemistry or has flunked organic chemistry, and it seems his medical student career hangs in the balance. And then the next day he has another chance at passing it. There's no lack of excitement in Lucy's life. It was 10:30 before Lyndon got upstairs, and we had dinner alone, and then to bed and night reading.